RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Monday, June 17th, 2019, getting on toward the end of the month here. And I can tell we're coming up on July 4th because the fireworks smugglers are already playing with their toys late at night and keeping us all awake into the wee hours of the morning. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. So let's get right on into it here. And again, looking at our eventual move to Indiana, we had the first of our pre-moving sales over the weekend, and I'm still exhausted from that. It was a lot of work just lugging all that stuff around. But we did sell off a lot of our junk and a lot of the stuff that didn't sell. We just threw in the trash bin. We're going to have one more of these things in mid-August and just sell out to the walls, and then we'll be on our way to Indiana. Anyway, obviously, the world's attention is focused on Iran and the continuing claim by the United States that Iran was responsible for the attack on these two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Iran is denying it. And frankly, the United States is having a hard time convincing the rest of the world to go along with this story. That's probably because the United States has been caught lying so many times to start wars, whether it was Saddam's narin weapons or Assad's sarin gas. And a lot of officials in a lot of other countries are saying, hang on a minute here. We really need some hard evidence. A very poor quality video doesn't really tell us anything. So they're not getting international support, but it looks like the U.S. government is continuing to move ahead with the agenda. And Senator Tom Cotton is already calling for a retaliatory strike on Iran because of the attack on these Japanese oil tankers. Well, if there's going to be a retaliation, it would be by Japan. And Japan is saying they're not convinced Iran was behind this. So Cotton was on CBS talking to Margaret Brennan and saying Iran for 40 years has engaged in these kind of attacks going back to the 1980s. These unprovoked attacks warrant a retaliatory strike. We can make a military response in the time and manner of our choosing. So the war hawks are out there beating the war drums just as hard as they can to say, yes, we're going to go do Iran here. And I can understand the caution of all those other world officials, because we have seen that the U.S. government does lie on a regular basis to get us into these wars, and this is just another one. It doesn't make sense that Iran would do anything like this. They have nothing to gain and everything to lose. They don't want a war. They don't want the United States to invade them. They're not going to do this. It's just like the same thing. Assad would not gas his own people knowing it would open the door to a U.S. attack. And as it turned out again, Saddam Hussein had surrendered all of his weapons of mass destruction to United Nations demands, and he never had nuclear weapons. So right now, the only three nations that are on board with this blaming Iran for the oil tanker attack is the United States, Great Britain, and now Israel. And Israel is out there saying, oh, our intelligence officials are saying, yes, this was Iran. Iran did it. You can trust us. You can believe us. Actually, no. And Great Britain has been challenged why they're on board with this story. And their only reason for coming on board is saying, well, the United States is our closest ally, so of course we're going to support them in this. Which to me is like telegraphing the fact that they know it's total bovine excrement, but it's the bovine excrement of our friend, and therefore we will stand there and pretend that it doesn't smell. Now, Japan is out there demanding concrete evidence to back its assertion that Iran is to blame for the attacks on the two tankers near the Strait of Hormuz last Thursday. And the request came after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave a statement hours after the attack blaming Iran, but without offering proof. The Department of Defense later released a video allegedly showing an Iranian patrol boat removing an unexploded mine attached to the side of the Japanese-operated tanker Kokuka Courageous, except the video was suspiciously blurry and with an eye toward how dangerous dealing with unexploded ordnance in an unknown state can be. To me, it was suspicious that this patrol boat or whatever this boat was just full of people who would have all been killed had that mine gone off. So again, there are plenty of reasons to doubt this story. First and foremost, the fact that the United States government has been caught lying before. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Now, Japan is out there saying that Iran is not the only nation in the region sophisticated enough to carry out this attack on tankers. That's been the argument from the United States. Oh, it could only be Iran. It could only be Iran. Only Iran is technologically able to carry out this. Well, Japan is saying, no, Israel could do it. And so could the United States. And they're absolutely correct. So Japan is unconvinced that Iran had anything to do with it. And probably for the reason. Who benefits from this? It's certainly not Iran. It's certainly not Iran. Now, Iran itself, their parliamentary speaker yesterday basically dropped hints that the United States was behind these tanker attacks in the Gulf of Oman in order to put pressure on Tehran and build a case for a military attack. And he backed his claim by saying there had been a precedent during World War II when Americans targeted their own ships near Japan to create an excuse for hostility. And yes, the United States has a history of sacrificing ships to get to war. There's the Lusitania, which was literally sent without military escorts into an area known to be loaded with German U-boats. And of course, we had the attack on Pearl Harbor, which was not a surprise attack at all. Roosevelt spent the entire year goading Japan to stage that attack. All right. Now, over at the Kremlin, they're comparing this attack on the tankers to the fake white powder evidence against Iraq in 2003. And they're basically referring to Colin Powell, who was testifying before the UN Security Council, and he brandished his file with white powder, which was supposed to be anthrax, but I don't think they would have taken the chance. Probably it was just talcum. And so, yeah, right now the United States government internationally is dealing with a credibility crisis of their own making. And I'm sure they're out there diplomatically arm twisting and saying, look, you got to believe us. You got to go along with this thing here. And it reminds me of the end of the movie The Green Zone, which was all about the fact that Saddam didn't have the nuclear weapons. And the protagonist in this film, which if I recall correctly was played by Matt Damon, says, you know, what happens the next time we need other countries to believe us? And it was a very prophetic line, because here we are. The United States is trying to lie us all in to a war in Iran, and nobody's really buying it, except the other countries that want a war with Iran. And even Great Britain's support for the claim is pathetically weak. You know, they're our friends, therefore we will accept what they say. That's a really stupid reason to risk another war here. So apparently there are foreign ministers up in the European Union. They're not convinced that Iran was behind the attack on the Gulf, the two Gulf tankers. And there is strong support among EU countries for an independent United Nations investigation and calls for more evidence, with basically Britain is the only exception. They're still out there saying, oh, yes, we believe the Trump administration's claims. And one foreign minister in the EU invoked the memory of U.S. misuse of intelligence over Iraq as a reason for skepticism. So representatives of the 28 countries arrived at a council meeting, and they're going to discuss this incident in the Gulf of Oman over lunch, with Sudan, trade policy with Cuba, and the situation in Venezuela also on the main agenda. But Heiko Maas, the German foreign minister, said the EU states continue to gather information, while the Dutch foreign minister, Stef Blok, said the Netherlands was interested in any clarifications that could be made. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, Albania come out and says Iran attacked, so it must be true then. Albania, do they have Mike, let me tell you, this is not, I'm not knocking on the British people. The British people are good, but what a pathetic government they got. Pathetic Theresa May, Boris when Uncle Scam, this, you know, says how high, you know, to jump, the British say how high, you know, like, come on, like, my God, they're dragging you. Hey, Britain, you know, come on, grow a set, you know, my God, I don't get it. This whole thing is bunk, because, you know, we talked about this, what, was it Friday, right? Like,
yeah.
And, you know, it's Monday, and nothing's been done, so you know where this is, nothing's going to be done, because they know it's crap. The Japanese prime minister was in Iran. They're not going to attack a Japanese oil tanker. And, Mike, you know the Norwegian oil tanker, the captain is, like, known as Ayatollah's lifeline. Like they're not going to attack these two ships. It's just, it's not going to happen. You know, so this was a false flag by Saudi Arabia, United States, Israel, or the UAE. That's it. To try to get something going. And this is a continuous process. So expect something else to happen in the very near future, because there's a timeline going on here. And I think they're running out of, like, time. At this point.
Well, you know, I mean, there was a White House insider who's now been found dead in his home, who was saying that, yes, the plan was there'd be war with Iran by the autumn.
And did you see pathetic Lindsey Graham? Not the cotton dude. He's pathetic, too. But Lindsey Graham says, we got to score some points. Got to knock out one of their refineries. Hey, Lindsey, why don't you try knocking out a Russian refinery and see what happens?
Yeah,
Lindsey,
Lindsey Graham is out there saying that the main reason we should militarily invade Venezuela is to send Iran a message that we're ready to do the same to them.
And you know what, Mike? At this Monday, right? What's today, the 16th? 15th?
Yes.
No 17th. Infrastructure. No infrastructure talk. Where's the wall? Thousands of people coming over. Africans with hundreds of dollars rolled in their pocket. Nothing's going on. Nothing in this country is moving. You know? I mean, come on. Our government's pathetic. You know? And Trump, you know, come on, dude. You know? People still have it hope in this guy? I don't know, Mike. I mean, I still don't understand what the hell's going on with this dude. Like, what is he waiting for? You know, where's the indictments, for Christ's sake? Every day I say, where the hell's the indictments? I don't think they're coming. I don't care what, I mean, Ray McGovern's I don't know. You know?
All we're getting from Washington, D.C. is a lot of talk and no action. You know, Washington, D.C. as a whole, it's all hat and no cattle.
We're being rope-a-dope. I mean, not just Washington, D.C., Virginia, the whole shebang, the media, this or that. I mean, do these people realize, like, this can, like, engulf the world? Like, Saudi Arabia, like, if you start a war with Iran, like, Saudi Arabia's oil fields would be wiped away. Like, I mean, do they realize what would happen to the economy and to the world's, like, that, like, to those countries that rely on oil, you know, from Saudi Arabia, it would stop.
Yes.
You'd have millions of people dying. Like, do they people even, like, do they even contemplate? Because you notice, I know Mike Pompeo, all these other congressmen, you can tell they all read off a script. Like, they can't even follow the script, you know, they're so stupid. But you can tell, like, Mike Pompeo just reads line by line, and even Trump does, unless he goes off script. They all read line by line. Do these people have, I mean, you know, Mike, we're smart. I mean, I call in, you know, you got your show, you know what's going on, but I mean, when we know what we know, we don't need to read off a script like these people. They're stupid, and they're liars, you know? I just don't understand. And, you know, I do see more and more people waking up, but it's just not, I don't think it's enough. You know, these people are going to drag us into something. Let me tell you, it ain't going to end well, Mike. You know, like with the Chinese tariffs and all this, you know, it's not going to end well because, like, did you hear about Huawei? They got an operating system that's 60% faster, supposedly, than Android. Like,
than Android, like, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'll go with that over Android. If it's 60% quicker, it's streamlined and lean, you know. But I mean, people don't realize, like, we're not the center of, like, the world anymore. You know,
no,
the world's moving away, and even India is going to throw tariffs on us now. Like, for, I mean, you see all what's going on, and it's like nobody's stopping this train wreck. It's a train wreck.
It is.
You know,
I think everybody in Washington, D.C. knows this country is doomed. It's in decline. They can't fix any of the problems, and all they can think of doing to maintain their sense of relevance is to just start flinging wars in all directions.
But you would think the British, Mike, who was a previous empire, would have some kind of, the government of Britain would have some kind of common sense to say, whoa, wait a minute. Like, Germany even came out and says, whoa, wait a minute. You would think they'd have some kind of common sense instead of just going along with the party line, like Tony Blair and James Cameron. Was it James Cameron and what was the other guy? Sarkozy and all these other people.
Yeah.
Oh, that was France, sorry. But, you know, is anything coming out of France, like any... Like, has Macron made a statement at all? Like,
not that I've seen yet, but I'm sure all of these countries understand that if there is a war in Iran, the first thing Iran is going to do is shut down the Straits of Hormuz. They're going to just, like, seed it with all kinds of mines. They've got missiles up there on the cliffs that overlook the strait, and they'll just shut it down. And that will just play havoc with the world's economy.
And Mike, before I get off the phone, I just want to say, on 9/11, we all knew who was involved. Elements of Israel, elements of Saudi Arabia,
yep.
Elements of our own government. And yet, everybody blames Iran for stuff, and we cover up for the Saudis and the Israelis. Like, what's going
yep.
on here, people? You know, I mean, come on. You know, like, wake up. All right, Mike, have a good show.
Okay, thanks an awful lot here. And boy, the phone lines are loading up, but we're going to hold off until after the commercial break to take another call. Meanwhile, a former Iranian diplomat is voicing his suspicion that Israel was responsible for last Thursday's attacks on the two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. And this is Hamid Reza Assefi, who served as Iran's ambassador to France, and foreign ministry spokesman said the motive is clear. It's to basically get the war going. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We got callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phone, starting with Joe in Oklahoma. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
That old tanker over there. You know, something about that video that you see on the news just doesn't quite square. But with it finally come to me what the problem is. If that were a mine that struck that vessel, wouldn't it have most likely done the injury to the vessel in the first one-third of the vessel? Because it pretty near has to be in motion to hit it. And it looks to me like he took a broadside.
Well, they're saying that these were limpet
mines.
Which
would fit with what the Japanese captain said.
Yes, well, we do have the comment about the crew of the ship saying they saw flying objects coming on in. The official story is these were limpet mines which attached with magnets and then detonate later. But what's really significant is that these limpet mines were placed well above the waterline, meaning that it was never intended that these tankers actually sink.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, that was just my comment. Thank you, and have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to switch over to Mike in Brazil. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I was just going to comment on this thing about the Iranian boat supposedly removing the unexploded mines. Now, what kind of an idiot would go there and try to remove unexploded mines, incriminating themselves? I was a merchant seaman, all right? So when we do repairs to a ship, we usually send a boat around the ship to assess the damage to the ship's hull, right? So,
yes.
And, you know, the exterior walls. So what it appeared to me, judging from that video, is that these people were just assessing the damages to the ship, okay? That's why they had so many people on that boat. Because normally, if you have mines, unexploded mines, you don't send more than one person, usually the engineer, take the mine off, the ship, and render it harmless. So the reason, I saw the video, everybody did, so I looked at the video, I said, this is ridiculous. Nobody sends six people to take a mine off of the hull of a ship. So this is fake, absolutely fake. It's a fake. And another thing is I want to commend Dustin from New Jersey. He's an excellent guy. I love this guy. And Layla from Ontario. Boy, I tell you something. I mean, these people have some points they make. I really love these people. And this is the reason why I'm not calling so often, because they usually speak for me. So another thing I was going to say is that I'm looking at the situation in the United States right now. Since I live in Brazil, I'm an expat. I'm looking at the situation about all the stuff about political correctness, and I have a very bad prediction. What's going to happen is going to be a civil war. It's going to last for years and years. Who knows? I hope not. I hope I'm wrong. But I'm looking at the situation from where I am. I don't see any racists here in Brazil, and I'm white, okay? Most of the people, I have a bunch of Venezuelans working for me here. I have a team of 12 of them working for me. And, yep. There is no racist involved. Nobody's calling me whitey, or I don't call them brownies, or none of that, Mike, none of that. So this whole thing is confined to the United States for some reason. I don't know if it's being passed down from top up. I don't know. But this is done for a specific reason, to get you against these people whose color is different than yours. It's a strategy that the communists, I used to live in Eastern Europe for many years, and I know their strategy, okay? It's one of those planks of the Communist Party. Get these
yes.
people worked up one against the other, you know, get them all hostile to each other, and you'll win the fight. This is basically what they're doing. The Democratic Party is basically the Communist Party with a new face. And I dare anybody in the audience to contradict me on this. I dare anybody in the audience whoever is listening to this to dare to contradict me. This is the new face of the Communist Party. The Democratic Party, Mike, is nothing but the new communists that we all dreaded. We all knew is going to get here. And I watched some old videos of John Birch Society. I'm a member of the John Birch Society, okay? I hope that's not a bad thing, right? But I love these people because they spoke the truth. You know, they spoke the truth. So, I'm looking at the situation and I'm thinking, I said, the United States is done. You can put a fork in it. Because the way things go, Mike, there is no way out of it. Yes.
Mike, I got to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercial. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mike in Brazil, and we're talking about just the absurdity of what's going on with this obvious false flag against these tankers and reasons to think that reasons to be skeptical. And the biggest reason to be skeptical, of course, is that this government has lied to us so many times before. There's also the fact that the crew of the ship said they saw objects flying in to hit the ship, that these were not magnetic limpet mines placed by Iran. And I like that analysis of the video, that what was actually going on is they were inspecting the damage to the ship, which would be a wise and prudent thing to do after an event like this. And that's why they blurred up the video so much, so that they could say, oh, these are Iranians, they're removing an unexploded limpet mine. But again, it doesn't make sense there'd be so many people in the boat if they were, in fact, dealing with an unexploded ordnance in an unknown condition. So anyway, Mike, please take it away.
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, you're right, Mike. Okay, this is my point, what I was going to say. First of all, you don't send six people to take out some bombs that were unexploded, okay? So you send one person, that's usually an engineer, who's specialized in ordnance and all that. And secondly, I mean, the video was so blurred, you couldn't even make out. How do they know it's Iran? I mean, that's beyond, it's like ridiculous. How can you tell it was Iran that was commandeering that boat? No, this looks like an Israeli false flag, okay? I'm sorry, but this is my belief. This was an Israeli false flag. If it wasn't, then I apologize in advance, but I am convinced this was an Israeli false flag to start a war between the United States and Iran, which, I might add, has done nothing to the United States to deserve this, okay? None of these nations have done anything against the United States to deserve being invaded. You might as well agree with me on that one. So I don't know. It's like I'm looking for, just to, you know, to make this conversation short, because I know you have a lot of callers on the line. What I'm trying to say is this: that the United States is going to lose the GOP the next 2020 election. Okay.
Yes.
I'm really almost crying knowing. Because the GOP is not really the GOP you and I know, okay? That GOP is long time dead. It's gone. It's no longer in existence. So people, Republicans in general, they should come to this realization that the GOP we once knew is no longer in existence. So I'm sure that the Democrats will sweep both the House of Representatives and the Senate and the presidency in 2020. Donald Trump is a one-term president. God, I wish I am wrong. All I can tell you, I wish I am wrong. Your take, Mike.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right here. I don't know if the Democrats are going to sweep both houses of Congress, but Trump's polling numbers against the leading Democrat candidates are not looking good, and apparently he's very upset that those numbers got out. But the fact of the matter is Trump has abandoned his base. All of us who were supporting him, or to be more accurate, in my case, opposed to Hillary, he's let us all down. We're not getting vaccine safety. We're not getting honest elections. We're not seeing indictments against the Clinton cartel, if you will. We're not seeing the wall get built. We're not seeing pharmaceutical prices come down the way he promised. He's basically just let us all down. And absent Hillary stepping back in to this campaign in 2020, I can't find it myself to be enthusiastic about Trump or to support him.
Yeah, Mike, you know what? I always agree with you. Not 100%, but I think 90%, I always agree with you. And to deviate from this a little bit, talking about SSRIs, because I know this is one of your topics you always love to talk about. I'm married to a woman who's got, you know, a boy. He's 29 years old, and he was prescribed Paxil. Okay, that's an SSRI, right?
Yeah.
He jumped off a bridge 2 days ago.
Oh,
he committed suicide.
Boy.
He committed suicide 2 days ago. 2 days ago. Saturday, we received a call from the Brazilian police, from the federal police, and they told us to come and identify the body. And, he jumped off a bridge.
Well, yeah. You have my sincere condolences.
Thank you.
All right, well,
have a good day.
On that very, very sad note here, we're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Dave in Delaware. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is Jim from Illinois.
Okay. All right, we'll go with Jim from Illinois, and then we'll back up to Dave in Delaware. Okay, Jim, what's on your mind?
Regarding the Iranian situation, even the mainstream liberals are buying the story. I would listen to MSNBC and CNN, and they also are saying that the Iranians caused those problems in the Persian Gulf.
Well, you know, I mean, this goes back to Israel's political influence, and they have a tremendous amount of influence both on Republicans and Democrats, so I'm not really surprised on that at all.
Right. You know, earlier you mentioned about how Trump was upset regarding his poll numbers. He fired two of those pollsters.
Yes. He fired them because the numbers got leaked out.
Right, and also the numbers are probably correct. You know, and the final thing, did you read in the New York Times today where there are members that work for the Pentagon, they are not giving Trump any information regarding Russia and what they're doing or not doing because they feel that Trump might leak that out to the Russians?
It wouldn't be the first time the Pentagon did that back during World War II. The people running the magic operation, intercepting Japanese communications, actually took Roosevelt out of the loop of the intercepts because they were concerned some of his staffers were going to be leaking them out, and they didn't want Japan to know their codes had been broken.
Oh, I see. I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Michael, that's it. You take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, and it looks like Dave in Delaware dropped. And so did Layla in Canada. So the phone lines are open if you want to call in with your comments, questions, observations here. As I mentioned earlier in the phone call, there is a gentleman named David Goldberg, and he basically went public. He was a White House insider, and he basically said, there will be an Iran false flag to get a war in Iran going by the autumn. Apparently, on the 8th of this month, he was found dead in his New York apartment, and so far, no indication as to the cause of death. Apparently, he was found by a neighbor just lying on his back with foam coming out of his mouth. So we'll find out what's going to happen on that one. Okay, we have another caller on the line, James in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Hello. I've been listening to you since about 2015, and the interesting thing about your program or your ideas is the statement that all wars are bankers' wars. And I just wanted to say I thought it over, and the Revolutionary War ended about 1780. 384, something like that.
Yep.
For the first 100 years of the Republic, the only real war the United States had was the Civil War. But after the Federal Reserve of 1913, the whole of the 20th century, the United States has been engaged in war.
Yep.
Would my observation be correct?
Your observation is pretty much accurate there, and that's because war is a great moneymaker because the government has to borrow from the Federal Reserve to fight the war, and then when it's all over, they borrow more from the Federal Reserve to rebuild from the war, and future generations of Americans are stuck with the payments.
Yeah, just one more point, if I might. The Japanese Prime Minister, I believe, was in Iran to negotiate terms of payment on the oil. I believe, and I can't prove this, but I believe that China has offered Japan financing for this oil deal.
Well, I'm not sure about the oil deal. I mean, officially, Abe was there to try and negotiate a downplaying of the tensions between the West and Iran, which is why another reason why it wouldn't make any sense for Iran to attack two Japanese oil tankers.
Well, yeah. But I'm thinking Japan might be squeezed for the price of the oil that they're importing. I used to be in the oil business myself, and one of the big problems of an oil contract is where do you go to get the money to pay for it? It involves billions of dollars. Usually these contracts last for 3 years at least. So he might be looking for financing, you see.
Well, he might be looking for financing outside the United States. I mean, that's what the whole petrodollar is all about, that the whole world comes to the United States for dollars with which to buy their oil. And and the American banks make a huge profit off of that. But now, of course, with all these sanctions, other countries are now looking for other sources of financing, and it would not surprise me at all that Japan is turning to China and that Iran is willing to accept the yuan or the yen instead of the dollar for their oil.
Yeah, that was exactly my point. And anyway, so, well, thank you for taking my call today.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again here. Now, Iran has announced that in 10 days' time, they're going to start walking away from the restrictions of the P5+1 nuclear deal. And they basically announced they're going to start increasing their stockpiles of enriched uranium. And, of course, we all know that the Western media is going to say, oh, my goodness, they're working on a nuclear bomb. And you need to understand that the uranium enrichment in Iran is basically to the level used for a nuclear power plant. It is nowhere near the level needed for an actual nuclear bomb. But given that Iran can look into the future and see an eventual U.S. attack, I wouldn't blame them for building a bomb. So Bolton's still out there saying Iran could target Israel with a missile. And again, why would they do that? It is worth keeping in mind that in all of these years of being under the threat of nuclear weapons, and all these countries accused of having nuclear weapons, there's only one country that's ever actually used them against the civilians of another nation, and that is, of course, the United States of America. Nuclear weapons are weapons of deterrence. It's basically a big bomb, and painted across the side of it is, leave us the heck alone, or bad things will happen. Iran is not going to nuke Israel because there would be instant retaliation both from Israel and the United States. So we need to keep that in mind. So Benjamin Netanyahu is already out there saying the world, pardon me, must step up the Iran sanctions if Iran goes ahead and starts enlarging its stockpile of enriched uranium. Now, I understand from Iran's point of view, they had to do something. After all these sanctions, after the U.S. pulled out of the P5+1 deal, they felt they had to do something. This is a largely symbolic act, and it is going to kick things up a notch. But I think Iran probably would have been well advised not to have done this. They're trying to put pressure on Europe to help Iran deal or get around the U.S. sanctions. But I don't think this was the smartest thing that they could have done. But I understand they felt they needed to do something, and probably Rouhani is facing a lot of pressure from his own people internally to just stop, you know, playing rope-a-dope with the United States and actually do something. But again, it's a symbolic move only. All righty. As I mentioned on one of the phone calls before, Lindsey Graham is out there saying that the best reason right now to invade Venezuela and possibly even Cuba is to scare Iran into doing what they're told. And he's out there saying, give Cuba an ultimatum. Without Cuba, Maduro doesn't last one day. Tell Cuba to get out of Venezuela. Do what Reagan did in Grenada. Put the military force on the table. All right, well, Lindsey, here's your rifle, and here's your parachute. Here's your Dayglo orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA torture centers. Go on in to, invade Iran, and we'll call and tell them that you are on your way. But I think the rest of us kind of want to sit this one out, we have been through so many of these wars based on lies. And I think the American people, pretty much on the whole, are tired of war. They're tired of the war economy. They're tired of seeing our kids come back from these war zones killed or crippled. And it's time for it all to stop. Iran is going to be another quagmire. It's not going to be over in a few days like we did in Iraq. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. That song was kind of scary, you know. Listen, I was reading an article today that
Okay, Tony, you just faded out.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, you faded out there for a bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking about Pfizer. They just bought a competitor off who had a promising drug for cancer. Now, my question is, do you think they'll find a cure for cancer someday, the pharmaceuticals, or is it not in their best interest?
Yeah, it's not in their best interest. Even Goldman Sachs says actually finding a cure for an illness is not a good business model. The business model for our medical industrial complex is treatment, 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 month after month, year after year, to basically maximize their profits.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Okay. Congress is now asking the Pentagon to hold the Saudi-led coalition accountable for paying off its overdue refueling bills for the war in Yemen. And the Senate version of the National Defense Authorization Act calls on Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan to notify Congress each month of any outstanding bills for the $299 million cost of the three-year refueling mission until the U.S. government is repaid in full. So, boy, you'd think with all the money that Saudi Arabia has, they'd be up to date on that. They probably just figured, well, we're actually working for the United States. They'll let us slide. Over in the occupied Golan Heights, Netanyahu has renamed a village there to Trump Heights. And it's an Israeli settlement in the occupied Golan Heights. It's an illegal settlement. But Netanyahu did it after Trump recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. And we know that Trump is very susceptible to flattery. And so I'm sure he's you know, preening and smiling about the fact that he has this settlement in the Golan Heights named for him. All right, last Friday was the 61st Friday of the Great March of Return, and Israeli forces wounded 92 Palestinian civilians. 28 of them were children. 4 were paramedics. And clearly, this was an excessive use of force against peaceful protesters. And one of the wounded was a child who was hit with a live bullet to the chest and is in serious, serious condition. But none of these protesters pose any danger to the soldiers. All right, there's the music. We've got to take a break for station identification. Back with hour number 2 after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting.